Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Lieutenant, if you don't mind my saying...
I do mind, Herman.
No, you're going to shut up and listen. Pardon my French. Something bad happens, and we try to exert control. But sometimes it is better to live with the pain for a little while.
Sometimes it's better to live with the pain for a while.
He stars as Herman on NBC's Chicago Fire. It's our old buddy Dave Eigenberg in studio with us.
There we go. A couple of minutes of living with the pain.
Every time I see you, you have a bandage on or you have a cast.
Is that the same bandaged finger?
Your finger is bandaged up.
Yeah, I got some pins in it. I was talking to my buddy Eddie Wright. He's a vet. He lost his arms in Fallujah. And he called me a couple of days ago. And he goes, what are you doing? I said, I got some pins in my finger. He goes, what are you, buddy? You're like Mr. Glass. We got to come over and rub you in bubble wrap. Yeah, I busted it. My wife didn't even give me a, she didn't even go like, are you okay? She went, what'd you do now?
Spouses don't care. They don't care.
She cares nothing about me.
My last knee surgery, I took an Uber to the hospital. My wife's like, you can do it. You've done this before. Huh? You've had 6 knee operations.
I know. I know all about Ubering and taking cabs to the doctor and hospitals because friends won't come and take you when you
okay,
get
let's
a
talk about this. Two weeks ago, they were bagging me at Rush Memorial. Where's
Pete? Where's McMurray?
2 weeks ago, I walk into Home Depot at North Avenue at lunchtime, and I'm in a hurry, and I have a meeting, and I walk in, and this thing's been sitting in my trunk for a month, and all of a sudden I hear, don't take back whatever he's bringing. And I look over, there's Eigenberg hanging out at the Home Depot.
What are you doing at Home Depot?
What do you mean? I was
it's a guy place. All guys hang out there.
I didn't know.
And the funny thing was, the woman that I said that to looked at him and went, yeah, because he looks suspect.
She's like, okay, what are you doing here? I'm like, I'm just returning something. Don't listen to him.
Yeah, he does it all over town.
Right.
Oh, yeah, this is my thing. It doesn't work. I don't have a receipt for it. Could you put it on my credit card? Oh, I don't have that credit card with me. Could I get a store receipt?
I didn't have anything.
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't have anything?
I didn't have anything.
Did they take it back?
They did.
Yeah. And then how long did you guys talk?
You know what? He showed me around the store. I needed to buy a few other things.
He actually did.
I swear to God.
That's aisle 17. Let's go down here. It's next to the it's next to the toilet bowl floaters.
You do spend a lot of time at the Home Depot.
Oh, man, you don't know. I've made a life out of
I mean, you feel like a guy when you're at Home Depot. But we started talking about it. I'm like, hey, we got to get you in the studio one of these days. He's like, I got my colonoscopy coming up. I go, well, I know all about that because my father-in-law, unfortunately, died of colon cancer. So my wife goes in every year. So I have to take her to University of Chicago because she's in this whole test thing.
Yeah.
And I said, I can drive you if you need a ride. He's like, I'll let you know.
Yeah. So how'd you get there?
So I never hear from him.
I took a car.
Oh, you did. Have you had the colonoscopy, Pete?
Not yet.
Oh, man. They're
fun. It's on the list.
They're fun. They jiggle you around. They wiggle you.
Well, you're
sound asleep.
They grab you by the hips or you're behind. I don't want to be. That's a family show,
This is a family show.
They wiggle your hips, and then they turn you. They twist you.
You're asleep.
Huh?
20 minutes, you're out.
It's the most. No, I wasn't out. I was like, I want to be awake for this.
But the point is.
And I'm going, hey, watch it with the hands.
He needed a ride, and it came up on my calendar that morning. He never called me.
So
I was willing to take
him.
So
listen, I'm a TV. I work on television. You never know when no one's going to reach around and check out what you got, you know? And I was like, hey, getting close there. Other side.
So I text him that morning. I said, hey, man, I can still give you a ride.
He's not even looking at me.
I'm trying to dismiss and redirect. Hey, man, do you need a ride? And you said, no, it's taken care of. And I knew you were lying. Would you take an Uber there?
Yeah,
of course.
It's not about you just got to get there, but it's the getting home
part. It's the getting home.
You're kind of still a little bit loopy.
Who picked you up? I said I'd pick you up.
I was so whacked out, man. They put me on Norco and whatever the stuff Rush Limbaugh was whacked out on. Oh, I should mention Rush.
And did you work then later on in the day?
What did I do?
Did your wife Christy pick you up?
I don't know. I don't remember, man. That stuff's a blur, man. They were like,
but are you clear? You good?
Yeah, I had 7 polyps.
For real? You're kidding.
Yeah, that's only a couple. A couple, and I had a little bit of
Wait, did they have to snip them off?
Yeah, they do biopsies on him.
Right.
Yeah.
And everything came back okay?
I think. Well, you know what? They sent me the report on the internet thing, and I can't open it.
Because you forgot your password.
I can't. Yeah, forget it. So I don't know. I may be dying right now.
You know you got to quit smoking.
I may be blissed. Stop.
You need to quit smoking.
I don't smoke.
Yes, you do.
I don't smoke.
What do you mean you don't? You weigh 90 pounds. That's how you stay skinny. Everybody in Hollywood smokes.
I'm like that old broad at the bus stop. When's the bus coming?
Everybody in Hollywood smokes. Am I right? Jennifer Aniston smokes? No one knows.
She's on the pipe.
She's
though.
A smoker. Cameron Diaz smokes. Everybody in Hollywood
Cameron
smokes.
Cameron Diaz quit acting.
She did.
She did.
She
probably
quit
for the best.
To get married and have a baby.
No, she had a baby?
No, she wants to have a baby.
Oh, she wants. Yeah, you got to quit acting to
Why
have a baby.
Why would she quit?
Huh? I don't know.
She'll
because
be back.
There was something about Mary and then there was nothing about Mary.
All right. Look, can we talk about Chicago Fire for a second?
No.
This is the fifth year?
No, man. Listen.
Fourth?
No. 17th. We've been here 17 years.
Stop.
<No. laughs>
Never has we done 4,000 incidents. And we did an incident right out here out front years ago. Look, we got people staring in the window.
They love it. Mm-hmm. They see a Hollywood actor and they get excited.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Oh, they want to be quiet. Right. They're going to zip their lips.
This is year four or five.
This is
five.
Year six.
Year six?
This is year six. It's a renegotiation year. So they put us all in a fire. So that if we get lippy and demand too much, and then they said, we're not renegotiating anything with anybody.
Well, do you ever think you're going to get written off? Because, what was it, 2 years ago you got stabbed?
They're always trying to kill me.
No.
I die well. I'm one of those guys, I take a beating well.
I'm going to play that soundbite when you get stabbed in the gut.
It's like, oh, God. Oh, no. Jane, how have you been? Enough about me. You look fantastic.
Thank you. I'm very festive for the holiday. But so when we first met you,
yes.
You just moved to Chicago. And you were still a little bit on the fence of like whether you're going to like it or not. You liked it. It's been 5 years. How do you like it? How do the neighbors treat you?
I love my neighborhood. I'm over in Bucktown. We got like 27 kids in the neighborhood.
Isn't that great?
Some hard Scrabble kids. They're not like my little guy goes to a little private school and he wears like little shorts, little blue shorts. And then his other kids are like, you better give me back that toy. I'm going to bust you one in the chops. My guy's like, what did he say to me, Dad? So give him back the toy. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah,
do
just
it
give
now.
It back.
Yeah.
Now, this is Louie, right? How old is he?
Is
seven?
Louis. No, he's eight.
Eight years old.
Yeah,
so he was just a little guy when you guys moved here.
Huh?
He was a baby.
He was tiny. My little girl is 3 and a half and she's the same size that he was when he got here. And it freaks me out. So,
man,
it's going fast.
Well, people think you're from New York. You were born in New York, but you moved here and you graduated. What was your high school?
Naperville Central. Yeah, we saw Sean Payton. Me and him, we went to high school. We went junior high and high school together. We played football. I stunk. He was good. And then he became head coach of New Orleans Saints. So, yeah.
What position did you play?
I was a
DB?
DB, defensive back. I stunk. I never started.
Did you do theater in high school?
No.
No?
No, I got thrown out. Mr. Pierce, we used to sit in the back and we used to make noises. My buddy John used to do this like high-pitched squeal. I can't do it. He would go like, but it was like 2 octaves higher. And you couldn't track where it was because it was so high. And he would do it like in the middle of a song and Mr. Pierce with his little baton would go, stop, who's doing that? And then he kind of located it. It was like a couple of us sitting there and then he got thrown out. I got thrown out. He took me aside and he goes, I want you to understand something. You do very well in here, and I'm interested in what you're doing, but you don't know it. But when I was a child, when you got the milk delivered to your house, there was always cream on the top, and we would skim it off, and it was delicious. I guess he was saying I was delicious, which I don't really want to.
It's a little weird.
Yeah, I didn't want
to
go further with it. But he said, but then the next day, there was always another layer of cream on top. So basically, he was like, you can skim off the cream, but... I'm gonna gulp you down. There's gonna be more tomorrow. Yum yum.
So do you graduate and then go into the reserves? What do you do?
I went to University of Iowa.
Okay.
We wanted to be a social worker, and I lasted 4 weeks there.
4 weeks.
Yeah.
What happened?
We were drinking like everybody.
Iowa parties.
Oh, no, it was ugly, man. Yeah. Like, out of the four guys I ran with, one fella he didn't do well, and he was gone and. He left the earth about, I don't know, 4 or 5 months later. Another guy ended up rehab, and I ended up in the Marine Corps.
So probably a good place for you at the time.
Yeah.
You're in the Marines for how long?
I was a reservist up here at Glenview for 4 years. I was also out in Brooklyn with 6th Comm Battalion. And
so how do you fall into acting?
When was that? I got done with boot camp. I came back here. I was going to Washburn Trade School on the South Side back when we had vocational trades programs. And, you know, we were in, and it was great, you know, because... you could learn a trade. So I was going there, and then they went on strike in 83, part of CPS. And then there was a musical right up the street here at Water Tower Place. And Megan Mullally was in it, and Alan Ruck, all Chicago. Great. Alan was in Ferris Bueller. He was the other guy in Ferris Bueller.
Right.
Tale.
Mm-hmm.
Megan was in
Will and Grace.
Will and Grace.
Yeah.
And they were all young. And I was already 53 again. The guy put me in
He's
the show.
He's always been 53.
The director was like, he was like, I walked in. He was like, oh, my God, who are you? Where'd you come from? And he put me in the chorus of the show. I didn't know how to sing, dance, act, nothing. And boy, was I bad.
What prompted you to go there? Did you always want to do acting, or you thought you'd give it a try?
Yeah, I thought I would give it a shot. You know, I kind of did. I did little plays when I was a kid, like I was 12, and I had fun doing it. And I wanted to, and I had nothing else to do, you know. So then the door opened up, and I went. You never know what's going to happen. I got my philosophy is like, if the door opens, go.
Right.
Yeah.
It may slam on your face as you hit it, but you just got to.
I've been slammed on a few times.
How long were you doing that?
How long was I doing that show? Like 6 months. And then I went to New York because I didn't know what I was doing. I went to an acting program because I really was. I'm still ignorant, but I got some education out there. I went to like the Sweat Hog School of Acting out there. These young actors have no idea what I'm talking about when I say the Sweat Hog School of Acting.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. When did you audition for Sex and the City?
Listen, yeah, I don't know. 19-something. It was in the 1900s. I know that.
It was. I want to say Sex and the City started in
it was the 20th century.
98?
Yeah, so I probably started, you know, somewhere 97, 98. Yeah, something like that.
Was that your big break?
I mean, it was a good break. No, I did a show up in Canada. It was syndicated here on WGN called Special Operations Force with Dennis Rodman. I played opposite him for a while. You don't remember it. you were in that youthful coma of yours.
I kind of remember. Yeah. I feel it was like I need to look it up on YouTube.
Iowa.
Yeah. No, it was crazy. It was a crazy show.
Wow, man.
Look at all these American flags out here.
Yeah,
America.
But so when you're, it's hard to break into acting and then be successful at it.
No,
so here you just stumble upon.
That job, but I was making $600 a week, and then I didn't make a dime for another 15 years. So I thought I was, you know, I was like, this is easy. And then and I was a carpenter for forever after that.
In New York, when you were
in New
to
York,
school.
Yeah. I worked in Brooklyn. That's where I picked
so
up.
So you were
Brooklyn.
An actor and a carpenter? You can fix stuff? That's why you were at Home
Absolutely.
Depot.
Absolutely, I can
Loves
fix you.
I need a guy.
Keep getting lippy with me and giving me those hard times and telling people I smoke cigarettes. I'll fix you.
At the end of the last season of Sex and the City, how much were we making per episode?
20, oh, man.
25 grand? 30 grand?
No.
40?
No.
50?
20.
20 grand an episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many episodes in a season?
There's usually 12 in that show.
That's great. In syndication, you get a little
great.
Piece
but
of that?
No, but then you got everybody else to pay off. You get 10 goes to the agent, 10 goes to the manager. And then you go to Uncle
Welcome
Sam.
Welcome to Hollywood.
You're making 45 cents on the dollar. So you're taking that home. And then I got married.
Oh.
And then I'm taking home 4%, four cents
and
on
you
the
kids.
Dollar.
You're in the hole.
Then you have kids, and then I'm in the hole.
Exactly. Then you're riding your bike in the studio, not for exercise.
Yeah.
We were broke. We were broke. That's why we came to Chicago. I was like, my wife was like, this job came. I couldn't get a job for like 7 years. I got, you know, like a guest spot here. You get like $5,000.
What, because you were typecast into the Sex and the City
world? No, because I was, whatever. I stink sometimes.
No.
You know, people can watch the stuff I do. I mean, that'd be boring. But
like, I got to take a quick break.
No, no, no.
I know you want to talk about the Warrior Games. We're going to talk about that when we come back.
The Warrior Games, because they're going on here in Chicago.
Yes, don't worry.
Amazing,
we're going to get to that next.
Amazing service members.
Before we go into a break, you worked on Sex and the City. Look at Jane's shoes today. How would those compare to Terry Bradshaw?
Holy smokes.
Pretty good. SJP would like these.
I want you to kick me in the head. Just kick me in the head with that hoof. Wow.
David Eigenberg.
That is a hot hoof.
That's pretty good.
Dave
huh?
Eigenberg in studio with us. Herman from NBC Chicago Fire. We're going to talk Warrior Games that you were at. Was it yesterday?
I've been a couple of times there.
Okay.
I was there yesterday, the day before, and the day before.
And we'll talk about Christy, your wife,
there
coming up on 720 WGN.
Hey, what's up, Freddy?
Oldies told me to grab him some ball glasses, but I don't know which be which.
Ball glasses?
Well, he said, short and fat.
Kind of like you.
Take that back.
Hey, take what back?
Take it back.
No.
He got stabbed right in the gut.
I can hear it.
Yeah. Dave Eigenberg in studio with us. Herman from NBC Chicago Fire.
I don't know what he said. He was short and fat. I said, yeah, just like you. I just meant short. I'm short. Come on. I wasn't making fun of him.
And then you took one in the gut.
And I took it. I took it and I gasped. So listen, in Chicago, Pete helped me get my
Warrior
my
games.
Results. No, my results.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We were talking
your colonoscopy.
Yeah, and I'm clean.
Uh-huh.
I'm clean.
You're good.
I'm going to request to go back in just for fun. Though.
And the PSA here is that if you are a man of over 50.
Over 50. Don't tell people I'm over 50.
You're not over 50. I was going to say a certain age.
You've always been the
a
same age.
A man over 45.
Yeah, I missed it by a couple of years. After 50, you're supposed to get one. Yeah, because if they stay in there too long, they start to get cancers.
Yep.
Explain Warrior Games, first of all, to everybody.
The Warrior, they were started by the Department of Defense. It's an official American government activity, and they give the opportunity to great athletes who have either been wounded, ill, or injured in various either combat roles or in service roles. Some people have gotten busted up just, you know, serving, you know, because, like, whatever, they could be with training and they could get a truck could flip and they lose their arm. So they're all kinds of, you know, some of them have PTSD. Really bad. They mm-hmm. got the dogs with them. That help them keep them calm because these guys, these men and women have gone through a lot. And so they're all competing here in Chicago. And they're down at tomorrow. Today they're doing the 4th of July. They're going up to the Cubs game. And they do archery. They do cycling. They do field and track. They were up at Lane Tech the other day. A lot of people came out to support them. It's fantastic.
Yep.
On Wednesday they're going to be down here at Soldier Field doing their field portion where they're going to do like all kinds of stuff, shot put, discus, javelin. I'm going to catch. They want me to catch javelin. You know what that means?
But you agreed to it because you just want to help out.
I
want
to help. I'll do anything.
Justin.
But yeah, but come down to Soldier Field. These are our veterans, and they're also competing against veterans from the UK. Mm-hmm. I'm pointing around like I know where
right.
they
no,
are.
No, it's good. You are pointing right at Soldier
yeah,
Field.
There you go. Oh yeah, Soldier Field's there, and the UK's over there across the pond, and some Australians are there, and they're fantastic people. And they need Americans, you know, us to come out
sure.
and say, hey, we love you and you guys are amazing and they're phenomenal. There's like a couple
goes on for a few more days.
Yeah, can they go all the way through next weekend.
Yeah,
you just show up at Soldier Field.
You can show up and
ticket,
yeah, you buy a ticket. The hiccups
yeah,
are cheap and yeah, I know, I got stuff in my brain.
I also want to mention you and I are hosting.
Hosting
an event. I hope you remember this.
Yes, we are.
It's called the Goombay Bash.
Yes, come to the Goombay Bash.
You're going to be at the Goombay Bash.
On Saturday, July 29th. It starts at 5 o'clock. It goes till midnight. It's at Navy Pier. And what's great about this, it benefits the H Foundation, which is all about cancer.
Absolutely.
Anybody with cancer.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to get dressed up for this event. They want people to show up in Hawaiian shirts and shorts.
Hawaiian shirts.
I love it. I love this. This is one of my favorites in Chicago.
I've been to this event. It's really fun.
You going to be there?
Sure, I'll be
what
there.
What are you going to be wearing?
A Hawaiian
wear
dress.
Shoes?
You want to go?
Like
I do want to go. The shoes
You're
only
coming.
Come out once a year. Yeah. Right. I wear a Hawaiian dress.
Are you bringing your
and
wife?
Some flowers.
Is Christy coming that night?
Probably.
Okay.
Who knows? Is there
We've
booze?
Never,
is there booze?
Do your wives know each other?
There's booze?
Our wives have met.
Yes.
Yes. But if you're bringing your wife, I'll bring my wife and we could double date.
Yeah, I'd check with her.
Boy.
It depends on like what the day is. There are hate days and love days.
Watch
right now, the love days are weighing the hate days.
Few and far between.
Oh, man. My kids are like, Mom, my dad's like, don't fight. And I'm like, listen, people fight. You got to work stuff out. And he's like, well, don't throw stuff at her.
How many years have you been married?
15. She's a great egg.
Well,
she's
about the same.
I let her sleep in today. I got the kids up. I got my kids a cereal. I give them Lucky Charms. I always skim off the top. I take a ton of marshmallows for their health.
Right.
I take those marshmallows off the top.
It sounds like you
so
took a few before you came in today.
I fall on that marshmallow sword for them.
The marshmallows are so good and the Lucky Charms.
God. My wife was like, did you take those off? I was like, yeah, I don't want to eat too much sugar.
GoombayBash.com.
Goombay Bash. Yes. Please come.
And Warrior Games.
Pete will be there.
I hate to do this. We only have a minute left. I just want to.
What else you got going on after this?
We got Jeremy Roenick coming up after 11 o'clock.
Oh, and then there you go.
We got to talk fireworks at 11:30.
Oh, yeah.
You can stay.
Huh? No, I don't want to cut in Jeremy's time.
Dick Wolf. Is he a good guy? I mean, he's so successful. Every Chicago show has his name on it.
He's a really good guy, and if you cross him, he'll kill you in a heartbeat.
He's like the Godfather, isn't he?
He is. Oh no, he's a very quiet
television.
Man. He actually, you know what? No one, we don't call him. We do kiss the ring when he's in town. We all call it kissing the ring. We get called. We get an email. Dick is having dinner with all the cast on Tuesday night at 7:30, and then you be there.
You have to show up.
You go.
When do you start filming again?
We start on the 17th. Well, we do a table read on the 17th. We'll read the script and.
So you sit around a table.
Yeah, we sit around a table.
So everybody's there.
No, the campfire. We do s'mores.
When you sit here, like yes. we're almost sitting around a table.
Yes.
Do you look at me and say, wow, he looks just like Taylor Kinney?
No, you look like Mama Cash. I don't know what that means. That's the first thing that came to my mind.
Which is kind of funny.
Yeah, that is.
I was choking on a bun earlier. Yes. That's an old classic rock joke. It's terrible. I love seeing you. It's good to see you, man.
Wait, remember what... You know, what
That's the top of the hour. We're late.
There we go. No, I can make a terrible joke. I'm not going to do it. Anymore.
Don't do it.
No,
you always go south. That's why I have my hand on the beep.
I'm glad to be here. You guys should have me back. I had like all these stuff I wanted to talk to you about, but you got to go into like, what'd you do?
What do you mean you brought notes?
I always have material. I never know when radio hosts are going to go dead on me.
Have you?
You should have held that up and say, I've got talking points.
Have you ever had to fill with me? Never. In Jane?
Never. No, but you never know when a guy could seize up, you know, and have like have a stroke or something, you know? You're over 50 now. You got the glassy eyes some mornings when I've seen you. Listen, I want you to know that there are enough hot dogs served today. I bet you George didn't know this. There are enough hot dogs sold today to go from Los Angeles to D.C. all the way back.
150 million.
There and back?
Five times.
Whoa.
There and back.
Yeah.
How do you... Oh, you act like you know that.
No, I did. I have my notes right here.
They're going to sell 890 million pounds of meat today. Oh, my God. Talk about colon, man. Colon problems. Talk about polyps. Oh, my God. 890 million. That's like almost 3 pounds of meat per person.
Thank God one's listening on the 4th of July.
Listen, give grandma shove a hamburger in her IV tube because she's got to eat her pork. I gotta eat more.
We gotta go.
Listen, I'm giving you gold here. You're gonna get rid of me. Goodbye. I'm out of you guys.
David Eigenberg, NBC Chicago Fire. When's the new season kickoff?
What? I don't know.
He brings hot dog stats, but not even the
October
new season.
October or something, man. We're up against Thursday Night Football this year. We're going to get beat.
How come Jane and I haven't been on an episode?
Because first of all, if you learn how to read, instead of somebody feeding you your lines through your headset.
Hey, man, listen, I've been on many TV programs. Love Boat, The Next Wave.
Every time I see you.
The Shield.
Oh,
I was on the strike team.
All right, listen.
Sullivan and Son.
Listen.
All right.
I'm going to put in for you. Jane, you'll get
in.
Let's take a picture so people can see your face with your voice, and we'll put it online.
We'll know who it is.
Dave Eigenberg, NBC Chicago Fire.
Happy 4th of July, everybody. Have a great day. Hey, all the people out there listening to WGN and are working today, I salute all of you. So here's for hard work in America. People are out there working hard today, just like you guys.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks, Dave.
720 WGN.